Well, the oligos are designed to fill in the gaps. So in other words, if you're on a scan, you have a high MPR and it says boron, you're going to pull out boron and then you're going to look and see what else was on the bottom. Do you have something that's paired? Say boron's a high MPR, the bottom of the MPR is calcium. Well, then you know there's calcium impairment. So then you look at either calcium or boron, but not exclusively. So you would either put 7Cs or natural mag on the plate and see if it takes those to a three wave. If it does, then you don't need the oligo. If it doesn't, you add the oligo with the remineralization.
I love that.
That's why it's recorded.